Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trundy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trundy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumper Bip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service, Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black. Look, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Gary Lang, daily brother from NT, artistic director of Gary Lang NT Dance Company. And we're talking about black dance and talking about the presenting The Other Side of Me, a fantastic story. We have Gary on the line. Gary, good morning, my brother. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. How are you? I'm really well. And yourself?
I'm well, my brother. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Gary?
My name's Gary Lang. I'm a Larrakia man. But my company's Gary Lang Entry Dance Company's based in Darwin.
Fantastic. And look, you've joined up with Black Dance, is that right? For this performance?
Yeah, look, it's really beautiful because for this production, they saw it last year and at the Darwin Festival. And they came on board to wanting to produce the show, and which is great because, like, when you're creating things, and as a small to medium-sized company, you work with what you've got.
Yes.
And they've come on and brought money, you know, help bring money so we can
redo
the music.
A good tool.
Very good tool. You know what industry wins? Yeah, we're exactly. In the industry of making money.
Yeah, beautiful. Give us a bit of background of the story, The Other Side of Me.
Okay, I'll do that. Like, this show is based on a true God story, not proper story.
Proper story.
Where two young boys, what, about four or five, something like that, were taken from their mother and Catherine and put into a orphanage in Alice Springs.
Mm.
And white missionary teacher and his wife came and they wanted to adopt children. And I'm just putting it in a nutshell,
sure.
So please forgive me.
All good.
And then within 2-3 weeks, they were from the territory, they were back in Cornwall. And, you know, to me...
Cornwall, as in UK?
In UK, yeah. And what, to me, the crime was, for me, was they were told to change their names, change their identity, you know, and said, then, you know, where they're not from. So that's, you know, taking something away to that point of totally changing somebody's world.
Mm. That is that is stolen generation to the max, isn't
That's
it?
That's stolen generation, yeah.
Mm.
And it's really strange because the production isn't about the that journey. It's about what was the aftermath.
Yes.
So when they grew up in England, they were like, you know, like they became naughty boys, and because of in and out of the system, you know.
Yes.
How long ago
we're talking, Gary?
Hey, brother, I'm the same age as that man.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I'm 63. Like, I grew up in that, you know, I was part of that time, but I'm just one thing, I was blessed to not be taken from my parents.
Yeah, exactly.
My mother and my grandparents.
And that's not too long ago, my brother?
That's true. And like, because the two brothers, but the story's about one of them, and it goes on a journey, and it's like two sides of the same coin. And like growing up, you know, living in a white world or in another area that he doesn't belong, like he's already his letters and no lie, his writing was very beautiful. And when you read his letters, I think you could hear his voice talking. He was always wondering. Look, this not only started straight with me, it actually started with a lady in England.
Yes.
And she was pen pals with him, and she contacted Kim Walker.
Okay.
And Kim Walker said, this is not our story. There's someone up in Darwin, Gary Lang. So through that.
Yes.
We
And background, Kim Walker, who was with AIDT, Aboriginal Dance and Sydney Dance Company as well.
Yeah. And he now is the artistic or general manager, the CEO of NASA Dance College.
Yes.
So, yeah, and he passed that on. So from that point on, we went, actually, the first part of working this, I went over to Northumbrian in Newcastle. Sorry, in England.
Yes.
And because of COVID, I was meant to be there for 4 weeks. So I was only there for just under 10 days.
Yes.
And I had to fly back. So it went on the back burner. And then last year, like any artist, you're looking for money to put on a show.
Mm.
And it finally came happening. And I think it was meant to happen in Darwin.
Yes.
And that's it. But again, the two brothers, and especially this
are the two brothers still with us, Gary?
No, they left this world.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
They both died in custody.
Okay.
And but the thing, like I said, it's about this one bloke because he always wanted to know what it would be like to be back on land.
Yes.
You know, the only memories he had was the country, like the country, like that. The escarpment, how the sun hit the escarpment, the trees,
yes,
and all that sort of thing.
And his spirit was yearning for his country.
Yeah. And someone asked me, do you think his life would have been any better? And I said, in Australia, I said, no, probably not.
Mm.
But, you know, the thing is he could get out of jail,
yes,
and go back onto country, where in England he got out of jail, he couldn't even leave.
Exactly.
The England because of his criminal record.
And look, we talk about whatever tools, whatever vehicle we use, whether it be art, whether it be dance, whether it be on-stage performances, we are storytellers, and we tell this true story, and the stories need to be told, Gary.
Look, that is so true. The stories do need to be told, but I think it's not about blaming anybody.
No.
This is one thing that I find. It's our story. It's an Australian story, even though it's a Blackfellow story.
Yep.
It's our story,
yes,
you know. And
yes.
I don't know, it might resonate with people, it might make them go, no, I don't like this, because of
it. Yeah, but it's truth-telling as well, isn't it, Gary? Truth-telling.
Yeah, that is.
Exactly.
But it's the whole production is about the messiness that's happened in his head. You know, I was going to swear then, but I didn't.
Yeah, thank you. Be strong. Be strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was about the head, the conversation in the head when you, like, I don't know, you know, and especially depression and that mind conversation, you know, Knights of the Round Table in the head, you know?
Mm, exactly.
You know, we've got one person saying one thing, another, you know, it's that head mess.
Yes,
it's the conversations. So that's what it's about, you know, what if, you know?
Exactly. So the other side of me, the production, you're on the road. You're taking it on the road. Where will you be performing? And what's the cost? Yeah. And I know you're coming to Queensland.
I haven't even looked at the cost. I'll be straight out honest.
Yeah, sure.
We, like, through Black Dance, we got this tour quite quickly because we did. Now we're in Margaret River. We're remounting. We've been here 2 weeks remounting the work. Next week is the final part of the remount and performance. And then we go to Perth.
Okay.
And we do three shows in Perth.
Yes.
And we're a part of ISPA, it's like a big arts market, international arts market.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go to Karratha, Carnarvon, back to Darwin for Gurramalan Festival, and then down to Alice Springs.
Beautiful.
Finishing off there.
Fantastic.
And I just hope that's for this year. So I hope this work will
extend.
Travel and tell the story.
Yeah, beautiful. Fantastic. And
how many performers? People dancing in the show? Two. It's a 45-minute show.
Okay.
It's full on.
Yes.
But at the end of it, there's Q&A for people to ask questions.
Yeah, beautiful. Yep.
Because doing an hour show with just two men, non-stop, you know, I don't want to bugger them up.
Exactly. You know, yeah. It's it takes a lot out of you, but the story told. Mm. But that's why it's beautiful, ending with Q&A, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
So virtually dance the story, and then mm-hmm. we answer questions in words.
That's correct.
Powerful. I love that. Gary, thank you for sharing. So the other side of me, Black Dance and Gary Lang, NT Dance Company, joint venture, fantastic. Where from are you? So you're in Margaret River now, are you?
Yes.
Okay, lovely. Good on you. So how long are we talking, like a month show, travelling?
Yeah, it's about 5 weeks.
Yeah, beautiful.
Travelling.
Yeah. And you're based in Darwin, aren't you, Gary?
Yeah, Gary Lang NT Dance Company is a Darwin company. Yeah. Blackfellow-owned too.
Blackfellow-owned. There it is. Entrepreneur. Me. There you are. Me. Me. Of course you are. Businessman.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Listen, right. Thank you for yarning. Congratulations. Thank all you. The best. Do you have a web page or people can have a look at where you are and follow you?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, there's something on Facebook that's going around. But, yeah, give my love to family, Trevor, and everybody there.
I'll pass that on, my brother. Well, you take care, Gary Lang, and we'll yarn soon, my brother.
Ma, thank you, Trevor.
Well, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Deadly yarn there, beautiful yarn. Gary Lang, the artistic director of Gary Lang NT Dance Company and also joint venture with Black Dance and performing The Other Side of Me, it's called. So do check it out on online. Or go to the Facebook page with Gary Lang, Northern Territory Dance Company, and do check out the performance about storytelling, so true, and talking from the heart. And the story about two young boys, young brothers, were stolen generation and then were adopted and taken over to UK. And that's not only about 60-odd years ago, so still very, very young. Have you say Yarn Up Strong, add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1 hour program, live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns, on your dingy country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and Yarn with the Bully One here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and a big shout out to all the First Nation radio stations across this beautiful country of ours, a Deadly Black Network, too deadly, National Talk Black.
Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from Macquarie via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Bearers of our oral history, pass your story to the children of tomorrow. Can't sit here and stare in sorrow. Bearers of our oral history, pass your story to the children of tomorrow. Stand them in good stead so they will follow.
Sing strong.
Thank you.
your mom, it's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. As BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob, 2 Daily, 1-800-422-416. I'm going to catch up with Yarn ever with Paula Chia, who's the Director of Cultural Engagement. We're talking Pajima Festival in Light. That's the fantastic festival that happens in Alice Springs, and thousands of visitors at the Pajama Festival Light in the opening weekend. We have Paul on the line. Paul, very good morning, brother. How are you?
Good morning, Trev. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Brother Kit, before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you from, Paul.
Yeah, my name's Paul Archie. My Aboriginal lineage is that I'm Aranda, Southern Aranda. I'm also Yunkundurra, which is Uluru, and also Wankingwara, which is the Simpson Desert. So I've got three main tribal groups in my bloodline. But I also got a bit of Chinese in me too, mate. That's the last name, Archie.
You know, Archie, so. There you go, brother. Yep, yep, yeah. We're on the same page. Two daily, brother. Yeah, so Murray from the Curry got Chinese connection. Great to be talking with you, brother. And look, congratulations on the opening weekend with the Pajama Festival. Thousand-odd people. So tell us about the festival and tell us about the opening and how long you've been involved, brother.
Yeah, look, I've been involved in various forms since the inception of Pajima. The site where Pajima is held on is 7 kilometres outside of Alice Springs for those people who sort of know Alice Springs region, and it's based on the base of the Western McDonald Ranges.
Yes.
I was director of the Alice Springs Desert Park at that time when they were negotiating getting some site, you know, where they could show the festival. So that was 2016 to 2019. 2016 was the first year. And then 2019, I resigned from the park, and then I started working with Pajima. So, and with major events, I've been with major events, you know, in a consultancy capacity for the last 2019 to 2024. Beautiful. So yeah, there's been this is the ninth festival. We did two in 1 year. I think that was 2016 or 17. I think we did two in 1 year, so we changed the date from September to April.
Oh, okay, Roddy. So changing the date, that's why it happened two in 1 year, which was a bonus for tourists.
For the punters, yeah.
Exactly, brother, exactly. So, look, it's a fantastic tool using light, but Indigenous culture is front and centre, is it not?
Yeah, most certainly. You know, it's based around Aboriginal culture, in this case specifically in the initial stages around Aranda culture, but it's broadening out a lot more now. We use artists from a radius of 500 kilometres of Alice Springs, so all different tribal groups have their art displayed, and it's then projected in light, you know. So it's amazing. It's really you know, you've got to be there to see it. If you go online, you can see the images of Pajima, but when you're actually immersed in the image itself, walking through light, and it is non-evasive, you know.
Yeah.
It's non-threatening. It's really peaceful. It's really powerful. And it's
fantastic. Under the stars, brother.
Under the stars, yeah.
Paint a picture, brother. You paint a good picture, my brother.
And listen, I got a picture in my mind.
Yeah, true, exactly. And get that mind out through your mouth.
All us Aboriginal mob heads, you know, trying to tell all the Aboriginal people, we have pictures in our mind, you know.
You're like trying to give a haircut over the phone, cuss. Too deadly, brother. Now, you had some beautiful stars in the opening in performance. Who'd you have take the stage, brother?
Who did take the stage? There's so much going on.
Yeah, got you, brother.
I've got to recall my memory. Now, Kathy Williams, who's a local singer here, beautiful female singer, R&B singer.
Yes.
She played a Seasanger song during the opening ceremony. Now I'm just trying to rattle my brain who played that first that first night. Oh, you got me there, Trev.
Because I know it's an annual event now, running for 8-odd years, yeah. So getting bigger and better than Ben-Hur.
Yeah.
And we've got deadly black artists.
Yeah, so many, you know.
But you spin a tune, don't you, bro?
Yeah, I do. You can. I've got a new song out called Light the Fire. I released it last year in November 24th of last year. So if you got the chance, you see if you can download it.
Yeah, Light the Fire, brother.
Give it a spin.
Light the Fire, brother. That's beautiful. Brother, Pajama is like, is it every April every year, is it?
Yeah, it's April every year. Normally falls over the Christmas period. I mean, the Easter period.
Easter period, yeah.
This year, it's 2 years because Easter come early.
Yeah.
Easter was in end of March, so
sure.
So 2 weeks later, Pajama happened. So yeah, it's
April. Is there a fee? Is it in a park, so to speak, or the entry fee, or how's that work, brother?
No,
or?
It's free. It's a free event.
Oh, good. Okay.
It's a free event. We have free transfers also, so you can
from the city
catch a bus. There's pickup points all around the city, the CBD.
Yes.
Comes out, runs on I think a 15-minute rotation. So you pick up and you get dropped off. So, and it's free. It's a free event. There's food, food courts there. So people come, you know, a lot of people just come and sit down and have a feed.
Yeah, gotcha. Under the stars and watch the light work.
And enjoy. Yeah, they enjoy the ambience and the families and they go home, you know.
Yeah,
so
it's a great
family event.
So you got a web page? How do people get in touch to purchase tickets?
Yeah, Pajama, Pajama.Australia .com.au.
.com.au.
Pajama Australia, yeah.
And Pajama, look at PARRTJIMA.
MA.
Beautiful.
Yep. Australia.
Hey, Paul, nice talking with you. Thank you, my brother. And look, all the best. And big shout out to the mob there. And big shout out to your team. Fantastic. Another successful event, and shed light on Alice Springs. Pardon the pun, but it is deadly, brother.
Thank you very much.
Paul, you take care. All the best, brother.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Deadly Yarn, Paul Archer, and he's the Director of Cultural Engagement with Pajama, a festival in light, and that happens in Alice Springs, April every year, but do check out their webpage, Pajama Australia, oneword.com.au. And just keep your eyes on that. If you're travelling to the centre of Australia, then that's where it's all about timing. Pick the right time, you mob. To Deadly, have you say Yarn Up Strong? Deadly program here, National Talk Black with Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Big shout out to the NERS team, To Deadly, National Talk Black.
If you love me, calling my phone,
yo.
FaceTime, he wanna see my pretty face. What I do, he wanna know.
He wanna know,
yeah. Well, my attention wanna keep me to himself. I told him, keep it on the low.
Keep it on the low.
So good, I got him obsessed. Now he's stalking on my posts. Spending money, take me shopping, he be doing the most. But I can never trust a soul. Baby, I'm by my business. I ain't playing games. Really out here chasing these millions. With no makeup, I'm still the baddest. Just living the building. He know I'm the realest. Think he catching feelings. But I gotta do me. Cause when I didn't have it, where was everybody? Now I'm up, they wanna message me and say I'm sorry. They know I'm great, they told me don't forget me when you make it. I tell them where was your support when I came out from the pavement.
If you love me, let me know. 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 Cause you got me in the zone. But I ain't really new, so. If you love me, let me know. If you love me, let me know. If you love me, let me know. If you love me, let me know.
Calling my phone.
Yo.
FaceTime, he wanna see my pretty face. What I do, he wanna know.
He wanna know,
yeah. Well, my attention wanna keep me to himself. I told him, keep it on the low.
Keep it on the low.
So good, I got him obsessed. Now he's stalking on my posts. Spending money, take me shopping, he be doing the most.
Can you hold me slowly? Nobody know me like you know me. Hold me slowly. Nobody. Can you hold me slowly? Nobody know me like you know me.
ain't nobody.
Jenda Banapi Bamanda, Jenda Bakajanda Bamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Today is gonna be that day. Politicians bitching about their problems, wonder if they really care for you and me. They don't care for you and me. This morning, didn't like the way I carried myself. She said, I don't care for you and me.
Yep, yep, you saw me without a doubt, baby girl, it gonna be fine. Working all out in my mind, all we have to do is be kind, hold hands, be friends, be gentlemen and girlfriend. Honey, I really don't care what you mean, make enemies. Cool to a fact, cool to a T, just me and you, you and me, we forever be, baby. You saw me, that is just the way it's in my nerve. Baby girl, you can feel it, cause you know that love is paying.
Love is gonna come my way. Such a great feeling about myself. I know that love will save the day. Love will save the day. Whoa, 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 whoa. Love is gonna come my way.
Rubbing you, I'm kissing your lips. All of a sudden, your body yearning bad for the uplift. Protecting you, pussycat, like a precious gift. Hold you next to me, telling you I love you since the first kiss. This is true love, this is true bliss. You can't reminisce, so baby girl, you're sabe what you're gonna miss. I know the feeling is deep. You look, man, I'm an alley, baby girl. It's a me and Drew's again. Staring at a blank page, my pen and pad, call it. Don't have a straight mind, this thing is bad. Cause rain is falling on the street tonight, so cold. I see my fingers and hold up, and yes, I think some more. Real don't know if I should be ripping fast or ripping slow. My plan is not to be feeling this pain so strange. The falling rain is coming and it won't be late. I wish for change, but you could never change your fate. Is this the very false cause that I'm supposed to play? I'm singing, yep, yep, you sob it. You sob it wide, baby girl, back to the first verse. Yep, yep, you sob it without a doubt, baby girl, it gon' be fine. Working all out in my mind, all we have to do is be kind, hold hands, be friends, be gentlemen and girlfriend. Honey, I really don't care what you mean, making me.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BB and Bumper Rip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, Northern Territory hairdresser, innovator and small business owner named 2024 COSBOA. And that's acronym for Council of Small Business Organisations Australia, Small Business Champion. So how deadly is this this lad and co-partner in regard to, well, he's the director of Deadly Hairdo is the name of the company, or the business. And look, we have Gary Strachan on the line. Gary, good morning. How are you?
Trevor, thanks for having me on your program. I'm great.
Fantastic. Thank you for coming and congratulations. Director of Deadly Hairdo and Small Business Champion for COSBOA, Council of Small Business Organisations Australia. So how deadly are you? And tell us about your story, Deadly Hairdo, please.
Well, it was just fantastic to be even nominated. I didn't even realise I was nominated. And then to win it was even better. You know, a small place like Northern Territory, to have us represent the territory and then to actually win against all the other states was absolutely fantastic. So the Deadly Hairdo is a not-for-profit Indigenous and special needs training program.
Yes.
We go out to remote communities and we teach First Nations people how to cut and style hair.
Good.
We also do horticulture.
Okay.
So we're looking at doing food security as well, so people have fresh food in remote parts of Australia.
So you got a co-founder as well, I believe a sister, and what's her name?
Eve Favreau.
A big shout-out to Eve Favreau, and where's she based?
She's based down in the Barkly region, so she looks after our Central Australian section.
Okay.
Because obviously the Northern Territory is quite a big area.
Big territory, yep.
So I do the top part of the territory, and she does the Central Australian part and looks after that area.
Now, Eve's a First Nation woman. How did she come about? She was part of your, she was one of your trainees, is that right?
Then, so she was the first person to go through the program.
Okay.
And she was a little older. She's in her 30s.
Mm.
And so what happened was she ended up mentoring all the younger ones. And she, you know, going through being the first person to go through, she was the perfect choice to be my business partner in this
fantastic
venture.
And you're non-Indigenous, but we claim you, my brother, because love the work you're doing. Tell us that you work that you're doing, and the background of Gary Strachan, please.
Yeah, so I'm. Yeah, that's true. I'm not Indigenous, but what I was noticing, I've lived in the Northern Territory, which is a lot of First Nations people.
Mm.
I've lived here for 44 years,
yes.
And so I was going out to remote communities doing haircuts and. And I noticed there was a lot of people who really loved having their hair done and who doesn't want to have their hair done.
Sure.
So I was looking at how I could give back and what I could do for the community. So I went and did a law degree. 44 years of hairdressing, but then I went and did a law degree. And
one extreme to the one extreme to the other. That's like a truck driver
and
a pole dancer on the side.
Well, what I noticed is there's a lot of people who are getting involved in the criminal justice system, and a lot of people that really shouldn't be there. So I wanted to help out, and so I went and did the law degree, and then I decided pretty quickly that I didn't want to be at the end of the line, people who are just sort of dealing with punishment.
Sure.
I wanted to be at the prevention stage, so right at
beginning,
the start of the line,
and
stop people from going to the criminal justice system to start with.
Yeah, beautiful.
And so that's when I joined my hair and law together to set up Deadly Hairdo.
Gee, you can put a comb right through that, brother. That's beautiful. So a good
look, it's been fantastic.
Yes.
And it's, you know, out of my career here, I've travelled the world, I've done all sorts of things, but this is the most rewarding part of my whole career.
Good.
You know, sort of seeing some of these First Nations kids who, most of them have limited education,
sure,
but they're doing fantastic work in their hairdressing.
Yep.
Yeah, they're very creative, very natural.
Mm.
We get them cutting hair day one. And so they're they're out there, they're making a name for themselves, they're getting pretty famous themselves. So everywhere we go, these students are just like celebrities.
Mm.
And everyone's calling out, they want blue or red or green or colored. It's really fun, you know.
Well, if you look at the concept of hairdresser, you know, or the hair cutting or coloring, what have you, the hairdresser sees the end product, but the customer carries the end product. So it's a two-way street, isn't it?
But it's a win-win for everyone,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So there's job opportunities in places where there's no jobs, and there's people are lifting their self-esteem and pride,
yes,
and of course the person who's doing the work gets the satisfaction of having everyone say how wonderful they are and thank you so much for doing this, and you know, so it's a win-win for everyone.
Look, 99% of people got hair. You're talking to a brother who got no hair. I think hair's overrated, but anyway, Gary, look, there will always be business for hairdressers.
That's right. Hair just keeps growing. So what I'm trying to do is create sort of employment opportunities,
yes,
self-esteem and pride, lift all of those sort of things, get things back to where they should be with First Nations people, and they're really enjoying it, and I'm really having a great time. And the places I'm getting to go to, beautiful parts of Australia, and the different countries, it's fantastic.
Beautiful. Well, congratulations once again, director of Deadly Hair Dude. A big shout out to Eve Fabro. Look fantastic.
She Northern is doing Chiltry. So well.
She would be my brother, and it's a good fit. Once again, letting the listeners know, Northern Territory hairdresser, innovator, and small business owner, named 2024 COSBOA, that's Council of Small Business Organisations Australia, small business champion. Congratulations, and keep doing the lawyer thing, but keep doing the hair thing. I think that's a fantastic vehicle, my friend. All the best,
Thanks,
Gary.
Thanks, Trevor, for having me on. It was really great.
You take care, brother. Bye, Gary.
Bye.
A deadly yarn there. Gary Strachan, his name is. Non-Indigenous brother, but look fantastic. Hooked up with business partner, Eve Fabroho, and she's a First Nation woman, works in Barkly, the southern part of Northern Territory, and they're business partners with the deadly business called Deadly Hair Dude. And look fantastic. Changing people's lives, inspiring them, but also training up First Nation people to be in the hairdressing industry. So, look, it is fantastic. And that's why they became the small business champion for COSBOA. That's Council of Small Business Organisation Australia. And as I said, hair's overrated. But anyway, congratulations, Gary and Eve. To Deadly. This is your Deadly program, National Talk Black. We're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns in Yidinji country. That's BBM Bum. Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. National Talk Black, too deadly.